We're going to spend some time this morning learning more about Carolina Community Actions. It's been a part of our community for more than 60 years. In 2025, it celebrated its 60th anniversary with a huge party and celebration. And now it's working on year 61. So we thought it was a great opportunity to kind of bring the fine folks from Carolina Community Actions on to Palmetto Mornings to learn more about what they do, as well as hear about an upcoming event. So we have the HR manager, Mercedes Boyer, as well as the executive director and CEO, Karen Brackett Browning. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
A ray of sunshine on this stormy day. Mercedes was telling us that she is the one that she is like us all the time. She's a people person and asking where can she jump in and what she can do and talkative. And so this
she's our people.
She's going to fit right in on this show for sure. And of course, Karen, oh my
You're
gosh.
Bringing me yes. along.
Oh, yes. Our journey no, goes back.
You're our people too,
yeah,
Karen.
Our journey goes back more than 20 years together. Oh my goodness. All right. So folks are not familiar with Carolina Community Actions. Kind of tell folks what the secret sauce is. What do you all do there and how can they be part of this amazing opportunity?
Well, thank you for having us first and foremost. Carolina Community Actions, better known as CCA, is the community action agency, the designated community action agency for five counties in the South Carolina area. And those counties include Chester, Fairfield, Lancaster, Union, and York counties. And so what we do is we bridge the gap as it relates to services, provide services to those who are economically disadvantaged in those areas, and provide programs to them with the hope of putting them on a continuum towards self-sufficiency and financial independence. Every program that we've ever operated or every service that we've ever provided has that basic premise in mind, is to lead our neighbors and our friends towards self-sufficiency.
And what do some of those programs look like that operate underneath the CCA?
So we have several programs under the umbrella of CCA. The main program that gives us the money from the feds is the Community Services Block Grant. That doesn't mean anything except for there are programs and services that are rendered under that. Most people probably know us for providing self-sufficiency and workforce development programs started in CCA, even your WIOA, JTPA, CETA programs. All of those started in CCA, but most of them started under the Community Services Block Grant. So we still have that particular program. We also have our General Emergency Assistance Program. That's the one that we help individuals with rent to prevent evictions. We also can help with first month deposits. Now, there's a caveat. We try to make sure that individuals can self-sustain, which is another problem in our community that we're working towards, and that is in every community, affordable housing. So CCA is on the ground trying to help work with that as well. Some of the other programs are our Weatherization Assistance Program, where if individuals have a high energy burden, we go into the homes to determine why that exists. Could be there are cracks in the sheetrock or cracks that need to be sealed, insulation, need HVAC repair, et cetera. And we spend about $12,000 on average per unit to help those individuals reduce their energy burden. But the big one that we really want to talk about more than anything today is our Head Start program. Head Start is also 60 years old.
Wow.
Man.
And so Head Start has been in the community. There have been many distinguished leaders across this country that were Head Start children, and the program is still here and it still works. And that's what we wanted to emphasize today, is about that Head Start program that serves infants with our early Head Start, infants to 3 years old, and then with our regular pre-K, 3 to 5 years old. So we have 7 centers in 3 county areas. York County, we have 4 centers, one in Rock Hill, one in Fort Mill called Avery Lake, one in York, and one in Clover. So There's one near you somewhere.
So what kind of assistance or services do Head Start families get? What does that look like?
Well, Head Start is a very comprehensive program. Most people think it's just for children, but it assists the entire family. So we work with the parents, we work with the children. As it relates to the early Head Start, we're helping the children develop those motor skills and those cognitive skills that they're going to need for future development. And as it relates to the pre-K, we basically have a school readiness function that we're employing or trying to get them ready for school readiness so that by the time they leave our centers, they are ready for 5K or whatever they're going to pursue. And most of the school district superintendents that I've spoken with said, oh, I can tell when that child comes from the Head Start because we have an oftentimes more rigorous curriculum than many others have. And while we're governed by licensure for DSS and while we're governed by other credentials that they must have, it is much more rigorous than your regular daycare. So we tell people we are not a daycare. We are a child development center and an educational institution that helps your child develop, that helps your child get ready for school. And we help the parents to get ready also because we teach parenting skills and what things that they need to be cognizant of to be advocates for their children. So Head Start works.
Man, when we sent up our little bundle of joy for child care, they were quick to tell us it's child care, not daycare,
because
we don't take care of the day, we take care of the child. And I'm like, that's well said.
That.
That was exactly right. So
I'll have to borrow them.
That's all right. That's exactly why we're here, Karen. You did a great job explaining all those services that fall under the Carolina Community Actions. And again, we're going to continue focusing in on the Head Start. Mercedes Boyer is the HR manager, and this, of course, falls underneath your description there at work. Right now, you're actively recruiting for folks to go ahead and get their little ones signed up for Head Start, and you're looking for those that want to work in the Head Start community.
Teachers.
Yeah, so kind of walk us through both of those. You want to start first with the sign-ups, what that looks like and how they can do that.
Yeah, so we are having an event coming up on Friday, March 27th at Rock Hill Head Start. That's at Sylvia Circle, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're accepting job applications and applications for childcare during that time. As far as job applications go, we're hiring for teachers, teacher assistants, cafeteria workers, custodians. If you can think of it, we're hiring for it. We offer a competitive benefits package. We have paid holidays, medical, dental, vision, 401k, short-term disability, long-term disability. And the biggest thing I always say is that we're a part of the Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program. So if you work with our agency for 10 years and make 125 qualifying payments, all of your student loans are forgiven.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, that's
huge.
Huge. Yeah, that's what a nice gift that is.
And Mercedes, does teachers for Head Start, does it look like a typical school or work day? What does a typical day look like? Hours,
yeah.
I guess, is
it
what
looks,
I'm asking.
It looks like a fairly typical day. Each center, they start at the times, they give the time that they start, and they do. Some teachers will work drop off, pick up, you know how that usually works for most school districts. And during the day, our teachers are working with our kids all day. We have case managers, we have social workers who are there working with the families. So it's a very comprehensive day for all of our students.
So through the Head Start, this is operated through Carolina Community Actions. It's not operated through the individual four school districts we have here in York County or Chester or Lancaster. So this is independently owned and operated, but you work hand in hand with the school districts because chances are these little ones are going to continue their education in the community where they probably attended a Head Start location.
Most definitely. Yeah. We could not do the work that we do without the partnership with the school districts and with other programs. A lot of people say, oh, you're in competition. No, we're not. We're in partnership. We connect, we collaborate, and we coordinate. That is what we do all day long. I wanted to also mention that individuals that don't have the necessary credentials to become a teacher, we help them secure those credentials. We have an extensive professional development track where those individuals can come in. And, of course, now you have to go through the requirements as it relates to making sure that you're eligible to become a teacher, because everybody doesn't have that calling. But for the ones that we will put them on a professional development track and pay for their training, including their degrees, including their associate's degrees and their bachelor degrees, to help them become credentialed and obtain what they need to be able to pour into the children. Mm-hmm.
Well, amazing. Studies have shown how vital programs like Head Start, how vital these programs are to make sure that these kids have a very successful first day of kindergarten. And it's a seamless process. By the time they get to kindergarten, they understand the school day. They understand how to share. They understand how to receive feedback.
How to sit and listen quietly on the rug.
So when you drop them off, it's not a big ordeal. For mm-hmm. them, it's just another day at school. So kudos to y'all for making this available and affordable. So many folks here in our community. Again, Carolina Community Actions, they're just making sure that all of our neighbors, that no one is left behind, that there is someone there. If you fall, you go back and you get the person and say, what can we do to help? Where do you need the most assistance? And reach out to Karen and her staff. They're going to help you to make sure that you get on the right path. Karen, here's to many more successful years over there at the Carolina Community Actions. Just a great organization. We're so lucky to have such great leadership like you, Mercedes, and so many more guiding us in the right directions. Yeah. So thank you both. We appreciate it.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much.